Country Hick? Did you say that?
No, I said old countryman.
Okay. What about if he's from up in the mountains, maybe?
Well, I don't know about that part.
That's too far away, huh? Okay. How do you normally, just in talking with your family, refer to a person whose skin is black?
Skin is black?
Yeah.
What do you call that person?
I call him a nigger.
Okay. And if there's somebody of your own, and that term is one that they don't particularly like or around here, probably, what would they prefer to be called?
Black.
A black person. Are there many black folks right around here?
Or a colored person?
Oh, there's few.
There's not many right around here. Mm-hmm.
There's one family way across the way, and there's a mile or more from here. Yeah. And that's about further back this way.
Down
okay.
And the rest of the day, we have to go slam the snow here in the summer.
Okay, do you know any other words? If he really is a sorry and trifling person, a worse word than, say, nigger that you might use it about him. That's about as... That's just...
I don't know what.
Okay. How do you normally, if you're talking to someone, let's say you're talking to a black person somewhere uptown, and you're trying to tell him about John Jones, and you want him to understand that you're talking about a white man and not a black man, what did you say? How'd you say that? He's a white man like us, or?
Yeah, I didn't know it. But I'm telling about a white man.
Okay. Do you know any insulting words that black folks might use when they're talking about us? To mean maybe a trifling white person, somebody that maybe was lazy or maybe was even mean. Do you know any of the words that black folks might use about us is what I'm asking?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
Because I don't who will.
Okay. Suppose that that a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his son broke it just being careless. You might say that the man got awfully...
mad.
Okay. And suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, oh, I am really...
tired.
Okay. Any other way when you mean worse than just tired, just really...
Well, I'm getting went till I'm give out.
Okay, good. All right, if the school nurse, not the teacher now, but the nurse sent a little boy home early because he what at school? How could you say that? The little boy was sent home today because he what at school?
Not sick.
Well, because he got sick.
Okay.
Small, younger, you could say, well... He went in his clothes.
Okay, really bad, huh? Okay. All right, what about if somebody feels bad here, how would you say that? He feels sick?
In his stomach.
Okay. And do you have or do you remember a word that they used to use for a sort of noisy, prankish celebration after a wedding? Maybe if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom, maybe they'd go outside the house at night and ring bells or...
Serenade.
Well, that's serenade them.
Okay. If you meet a friend on December the 25th, what would you say, probably?
I'd say, hey there, buddy, how you doing?
But on December the 25th...
Merry Christmas.
That's the next day is Christmas.
No, it's Christmas Day.
You would say then probably...
Happy
Christmas? Or what other ways might you say that?